And joining me right now here on the phone line to go over the latest on Florida Gator football, who had a gigantic recruiting weekend this past weekend. He is my good friend, Andrew Spivey with Gator Country. Andrew, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's about that time of the year, Mark, where we'll be speaking about once a week now.
It'll be year 10, buddy, of you and me. 10 years of this.
You know what? I'm hoping that we get some, like, really good, you know, season here. And, you know, we start getting some back-to-back good seasons. It seems like you and I get one good season to talk about, and then we get five bad ones, and then we get a coaching change. And, you know, I like talking to you, Mark, but I don't like talking to you about coaching change.
Dude, this is the fourth coach you and me will be talking about together. Fourth in a decade.
Oh. Correct.
Shaking my head. Let's start with Friday and Saturday. What happened there at the Swamp?
Yeah, they Florida had their big Friday Night Lights event that, you know, Urban Meyer started back in the day. And it's continued on through Will Muschamp. It's continued on through McElwain and now with Billy and Mullen and now with Billy Napier. And it was a big event. They added a little wrinkle to it, had a Saturday cookout to go along with the Friday Night Lights event. And it's good for it because the Friday Night Lights event has kind of, I don't want to say lost its flavor because there's still a lot of underclassmen prospects on campus that are really good players, and there's still a lot of really good things that could come out of it. It's just a lot of your seniors don't do it as much because the season starts, practice starts this week for high school ball. So it kind of loses its luster a little bit in that you don't get that. But then you add in the cookout, they get to have a little bit of time to themselves, the 2023 guys, the seniors, rising seniors. So it's a good wrinkle, good shakeup, and, hey, look at the results it produced.
All right, so you were there. Like, were you outside Friday night and all day Saturday? What happened to you?
Yeah, I mean, we're outside. I can't complain. I'm just talking about football. So it was hot. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm young, I guess, but I feel old after being out in the heat a long time.
All right, let's go over the latest then. Give me some of the players that Billy Napier got a verbal commit from this past, like, I don't know, 72 hours or so.
Yeah, well, it all started on Thursday night when they got the DB Jakeem Jackson out of Kissimmee. They landed him, and then on Friday they landed another top 75 player in Aiden Mizell, a wide receiver out of Orlando, who both of his parents ran track at Florida. Then Saturday they landed two guys. First thing in the morning they landed safety Jordan Castle from the Orlando area, and they followed that up with committed Andy Jean out of Miami later in Saturday. So four in 3 days. There's another one or two that gave verbal commitments that just haven't went public yet. So all in all, I think you're going to see probably 5 to 6 commits happen out of this big event, and it shot Florida up. I believe they're number 11 in the 247 rankings now. And you know, crazy enough, all but two of their commits are from the state of Florida. You know, we've talked about it, Mark. You and I have talked about it till I think we're blown in the face that if you don't recruit the state of Florida, you're not going to be successful at Florida. Billy Napier is doing that. Listen, I think there's great players outside of the state of Florida, and I think you have to cherry pick outside of the state of Florida. But you need the cream of your crop of your class to be from the state of Florida because that's where the best of the best are, and that's where you have the best shot of keeping guys long-term, especially in the day and age of the transfer portal where everybody wants to transfer to get closer to home.
How big is this for Billy Napier then?
Huge. I mean, you know, when you went back and you kind of looked at last year's class, you know, everybody said, well, he didn't finish, he didn't have as, you know, strong of an ending and have a big recruiting class ranking-wise as he should have. Maybe not.
But really, have to remember, this is a new whole deal with the early signing period in December. He didn't have very much time to go there. He lost a little bit of luster at the beginning of this recruiting cycle as some guys committed elsewhere. People were freaking out when the quarterback, Jaden Rashada, committed to Miami over Florida. But, you know, for every time there seems to be news that goes bad, Billy's been able to kind of back that up with some really good news and some big commitments to get the fan base in his corner.
What was the feeling you got talking to recruits this past weekend with that big event there at the Swamp?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the thing that we've been getting a lot over the past, you know, few months, and that these guys really, really like this coaching staff, the support staff. You know, you're having guys that are visiting 5, 6, 7 times in a 6-month period of time now, and most of it being on their own dime. You're doing something right when you're getting these top kids that everybody in the country, you know, wants to have on their campus, and you're getting them to come on your campus that many times. You're doing something right. It's, you know, these guys continue to say how welcoming, the energy, everything else that goes about it with this coaching staff is just spectacular. And you see it. You know, we were talking about this yesterday. Everybody tours the campus. Florida threw a little wrinkle in things on Saturday where they did a scavenger hunt to tour around campus where they split up into teams and they had different clues to see different, you know, sites on campus, the big clock, you know, different buildings on campus. And that's why Billy Napier's making things fun to see campus and to do the things on campus. But, you know, the biggest thing in recruiting is getting kids on campus, and he's doing that. It's going to produce results, and you're starting to see it.
Are there players that the Gators are still going after this past weekend that we should keep an eye on?
Yeah, a big one from the Tampa area, the Wharton cornerback Dejon Johnson just decommitted from Ohio State after spending 2 days in Gainesville over the weekend. He decommitted Saturday evening, and he's definitely somebody to watch. Corey Raymond was big on him all weekend. He's a guy to watch. You have defensive lineman out of Alabama, Kelby Collins, is another guy to watch. Defensive lineman out of IMG, Will Norman, is another guy to watch. So, several guys to watch that, you know, Florida either position themselves to land or just further position themselves to land this weekend.
We're the Andrew Spivey Gator Country, going over the latest on Florida Gator recruiting as we're going to start fall camp up later this week, pretty much. When you look at all these recruits that Napier's going after and getting, what type of football team is he trying to put together then long term?
Alabama. I mean, you know, gone are the days of let's just go get some tall receivers that can out jump everybody. Gone are those days. You know, Billy Napier is out here trying to get the fastest team possible, but guys are just really good football players. You know, you look at this receiver class, Andy Jean's a guy. He's shifty, you know, makes those moves, kind of like an Amari Cooper kind of player. You got a guy like Aiden Mizing. Taller guy, but he's also a track star. Both of his parents ran track in college. Really good player there. You know, you just kind of go through that list. Eugene Wilson's another receiver commit. Big speedster kind of guy. You look at this at the speed positions. He's trying to get speed, and then up front, he's trying to get big. And he's trying to get guys that can protect his quarterback, can also help in the running game. And he wants to get more physical all the way around with his football team, and he understands the process. I mean, this is not going to be a Billy Napier style football team this fall. It just isn't. You don't have the linemen. You don't have the depth at certain positions. But in a year or so, you're going to see a Billy Napier team that's going to be able to line up, smash the football when they need to, and when they need to go make plays at the receiver position, they're going to be able to go make them. And I think I speak for everyone when I say, thank goodness. I'm so tired of 3rd-and-1 and having to get tricky with plays. I want a smash mouth team.
What's your Twitter like right now when you see all these people signing with the Gators?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. You know, I think people are excited. I think people just kind of got to the point under Mullen where they expected recruiting to suck. And, you know, it showed. You know, my job, you know, I could
write about him and tweet about him and everything else. But, you know, guys kind of had a feeling that they weren't going to sign with Florida because, you know, Mullen didn't recruit very well. Mullen didn't relate to these guys. His staff didn't relate to these guys. They didn't like recruiting. So they kind of figured at the end of the day they weren't going to land these guys. And so it hurt. It hurt business on our website because, you know, recruiting traffic, people just knew that it wasn't. There's a sense of this is a new regime under Napier, and it's great.
You sound excited. All right, so we're starting camp. What do you want to see in fall camp for year one of Billy Napier?
I want to see a team that's more disciplined. You know, I'm tired of watching teams, you know, under Dan Mullen who have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, false starts in a game, lining up off sides on third and one, having dumb penalties in the defensive secondary when it's unneeded. I want to see a disciplined football team. I want to see an offensive line group that gets off the ball and it's not, you know, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, hey, I'm going to go get the ball. I'm going to get off the ball. I want to see that, you know. Obviously, want to see Anthony Richardson be a little more polished. I think we will. I talked about this with a couple people. How much we see Anthony Richardson this year run, I don't know. There's not depth behind Anthony Richardson at quarterback. So I think Anthony Richardson definitely has to polish up his passing game because I don't know how much Napier can afford to run him.
How many games do you think Richardson starts this year, over under?
You better hope it's 13 or 14. How many ever Florida plays?
I know. I know, man.
If not, that's bad. You know, I will say this. There's been some unfortunate injuries for Richardson over the past couple years. Hopefully those are behind him and he's recovered and he's ready to go and can stay healthy for a full season. Florida needs that. Anthony Richardson needs that. I mean, it's payday year for Anthony Richardson. I mean, he has a chance to jump to the league next year, get a good year. And with his physical tools, could be a potentially high draft pick because of those tools. So, I think he starts most of the games. I hope it's all of them. But history tells me he may miss a game or two.
Dude, I'm sorry to ask that question, but it's a valid question because since Tim Tebow, who has started every game in a season? Kyle Trask? Is that it after a while? Maybe Jeff Driscoll? Maybe? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it would be Trask.
You're thinking now.
Felipe Franks didn't.
Nope.
Luke Del Rio didn't.
Nope.
I guess it would be Trask and then Tebow.
I think like there's like Treon Harris in there and then Austin Appleby. I could just rattle them all off if you want. All the quarterbacks they've had over the years.
Well, like, Treon missed a couple games for suspension.
Yes.
So we know that's out the door. Appleby had a shoulder injury, so we know it's not him. Del Rio had a shoulder injury, so it's knowing not him. Yeah, I think it's Trask and probably Tebow.
Who was the quarterback they got from, was it Notre Dame? Who was that guy? Remember, he was with, this is a trivia question. Remember in 2018, they take on Michigan. Malik Zaire. So they start the game with Felipe Franks. He never should have started that game. And then they went to Zaire, and he had no business being on the football field. Then they went back to Franks. Wow. Okay, I'm sorry if I'm depressing you with this conversation.
Some rough times, some rough times, that is for sure. I did think we were going to have a season-long year with Will Grier until he got popped.
Yeah, Will Grier was good. And then, that was 2015. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're going into the fall. What do you think of the schedule for the Florida Gators?
I mean, typical SEC schedule. You know, Utah is a tricky one. Game one, obviously. Utah is a very good football team, a very physical football team, a very fundamentally good football team. They are coming to play in the swamp where it is hot. They're not used to the heat. And they lost some players as well. You know, obviously you have Georgia, and that's a game that you circle every year in Jacksonville. And I don't care what anybody says. Don't try to predict it because it doesn't work. things happen. Will Muschamp won that football game, and, yeah, didn't have a quarterback. So things happen wildly in Jacksonville. You know, Kentucky, South Carolina, Tennessee are three games that I think are up in the air. All three teams are better. All three teams have quarterbacks that are more experienced than Anthony Richardson as far as starting goes. You know, I still think that Florida has a good shot at all three of those games there. It's just up and down. You know, it kind of goes back to the question you asked a second ago, and that is, you know, depending on Anthony Richardson. I mean, you know, if Anthony Richardson gets hurt and he isn't able to start, you know, say the South Carolina game, then, you know, the tide definitely sways to South Carolina.
Is it still Georgia and Alabama as the teams to beat?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Those are the two. You know, I don't know that you have a third team right now that is per se in that, you know, margin. And I know some people want to say Texas A&M, get out of here. They ain't got a quarterback. You know, I know some people want to say, you know, that Kentucky has gotten better and Will Levis is ready. No way. Not happening. Tennessee, same way. It's Tennessee. They'll figure out a way to be bad. LSU under Brian Kelly, yeah, that's not. So, yeah, it's two teams.
Are you ready for another grind of the SEC season?
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. You know, I'm a big believer in Billy Napier. There's something about Billy Napier, and I think you and I talked about this before. You know, I've known Billy for a long time since he was an assistant at Alabama. Billy Napier's not afraid of what he's about to get into. Billy Napier has a plan. And he's not going to get away from that plan because he knows his plan works. He's been around Nick Saban, who's one of the best. He was around Dabo, who's one of the best, whether you like him or not. He believes in his plan. He trusts in his plan. He has the army. He has the resources right now. Is it happen this year? I don't think so. You know, I think Florida probably is a 7 or 8 win football team this year. But you can't judge Billy Napier off of that. This is still Dan Mullen's football team that, you know, he didn't recruit. He didn't develop. You know, it's still his problem that Billy Napier is trying to clean up. You know, obviously you need to see some things this year. You need to see Anthony Richardson to improve. You need to see this team be better disciplined. Will it all result in more wins? I don't know because I still think Florida – doesn't have the talent that they should have at the University of Florida. But I think in the long run, Billy Napier is the answer to Florida's problems. And Billy Napier is the long-term solution for this program.
That's a great speech, buddy. Are they going to win the opener in your eyes? Are they going to win?
I mean, it's probably not popular. I think they lose. But again, it's tough to say. Utah lost a lot of players. Is Florida better fundamentally this year? That's going to be a big, you know, question mark. Because Utah's not going to make self mistakes. They're not going to self-inflict themselves. They're not going to jump offside. They're not going to have multiple false starts. They're not going to have, you know, dumb personal foul penalties that cost them the football game. They're not going to have that. So can Florida come in and do the same? If they can, then they got a great shot. I mean, you know, while Utah has a lot of talent, I think Florida has probably as much talent as they do. I mean, Anthony Richardson's a great quarterback if he can stay healthy and get things going. I think Utah does. Shot me in Florida again? No. It's a tough one out the door for Billy Napier, though. And I hope that if things don't go Florida's way in that game, that people don't instantly turn on Billy Napier. Remember, this is Dan Mullen's mess. Billy's just trying to clean it up.
He hasn't even coached the game yet. It's crazy. It's just like, it's like some of the comments I see on Twitter, I'm just like, dude, let him coach a game. At least let him do that. No, this guy's a bum. You're like, calm down. Look, and that's the passion of the Gator fans. Like, I get it. They want to win. They do.
They do, and, you know, I get it. You know, they see, oh, well, he just coached at Lafayette. What can he do? Okay, well, let me turn the table. Would you rather have Brian Kelly, who we know what he can do, and that's absolutely nothing? I mean, you know, the guy did less with more at Notre Dame than anywhere in the country. I mean, he had talent at Notre Dame. He had a soft schedule at Notre Dame. Every chance he got to go against the SEC, he got blasted.
You know what I got out of talking to some of the players this summer? And you know this. It would mean the world to them to beat Alabama and win the SEC championship. Like, everything. Just forget about trying to win a national title. Just winning the SEC, which the Gators have not done since 2008. I know there's that feeling on campus. I know there is, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it, Mark. The game last year, Florida's an extra point away from going into overtime in that game. Florida dominated that football game for the majority of the game. You know, some dumb Todd Grantson plays, some dumb Dan Mullen calls on offense hurt them in that game. You go back to the SEC championship game a few years ago. Florida was in that football game. I mean, think about the difference if Trey Dean doesn't, you know, get illegally blindsided hit to fumble, how the game changes there. I mean, you look at this team and it's, you know, as bad as I say it is talent-wise. And again, they're not bad. They're just not Florida talent-wise where they should be. They've been right there with Alabama. And, I mean, you know, they had chances to win two games against Alabama and just haven't. So, you know, yeah, I agree with them. Like, they want a shot. Yeah, that's why I say all the time, the Georgia game doesn't mean anything to me as far as the line goes, predictions go. That game's never predictable. I mean, Georgia should win that game comfortably this year. But that doesn't mean that that's going to happen. It just doesn't.
No. Florida embarrassed Georgia 2 years ago. Embarrassed them in Jacksonville. But that never happened.
They don't have the same defensive line group that's coming back. You know, I mean, that defensive group they had last year was one of the best ones you'll see in college football ever.
That's
a good group.
Dude, the defense had five players drafted in the first round. Five. This is crazy. Follow this guy on Twitter, Andrew Spivey GC, as we're getting ready for Gator Camp and the latest, especially on recruiting right now for 2023. Andrew, thanks for your help, man, and have a great week, all right?
Absolutely, Mark. Take care.